Positive Behavior Support, PBS, how it works. In practice, positive behavior support strategies have shown outstanding results and positive outcomes for people with learning disabilities, autism, and mental health challenges. What is positive behavior support, PBS? Positive behavior support, PBS, is an evidence-based practice focused on understanding people who display behavior that challenges. The approach is committed to providing personalized support to individuals to promote independence and improve their quality of life. With positive behavior support strategies, people are given the opportunity to build self-awareness, develop beneficial coping mechanisms, and reach new goals and aspirations. PBS is not solely focused on preventing challenging behavior, it also strives to identify and understand the factors that might contribute to developing challenging behavior. Key principles of PBS. The key principles of PBS are based on using proactive strategies to promote positive behavior and minimize the risk of using restrictive practices. The primary focus of PBS is understanding the information the individual is trying to communicate through challenging behaviors. There are several key principles of positive behavior support strategies, and they all create capable environments where individuals can thrive and be active participants in the community. Based on our experience, these are the fundamental qualities of an effective PBS approach. Person-centered care. Putting the individual at the center of the care journey, identifying strengths and abilities, and promoting the person's dignity and autonomy, positive reinforcement. This principle involves acknowledging and rewarding positive behaviors, fostering learning, motivation and positive outcomes, assessment-based interventions. By assessing strengths and weaknesses, these interventions are personalized, intentional, and effective in addressing a person's challenges or goals. It helps maximize the individual's quality of life by supporting people with a proactive approach, prevention instead of reaction. Using proactive strategies to minimize the potential triggers of challenging behavior and building supportive environments that promote positive behaviors, outcome-based approach. Positive behavior support is an outcome-based approach focused on providing positive outcomes and more independent lives for the people we support, developing a positive behavior support plan. Positive behavior support plans are developed with the help of the person in need of care and support, their family and loved ones, clinicians and other healthcare professionals. At Catalyst Care Group, we have in-house PBS teams of experts who can design a carefully tailored PBS plan based on a person's unique needs, desires and experiences. The main goal of every PBS plan is to understand and identify a person's abilities and strengths, as well as challenges, fears, and things that may cause physical or mental pain. The next phase of a PBS plan involves building capable and nurturing environments where a person can feel safe, calm, and fulfilled. Creating pleasant daily routines that drive positive change and support positive behavior in people is the primary focus of a high-quality PBS plan. With positive behavior strategies, we maximize the use of proactive practices where an individual is constantly engaged in activities that give them a sense of meaning, and we minimize the use of active and restrictive practices. Also, every PBS plan is regularly updated and adjusted according to the person's life changes. PBS stages. Positive behavior support, PBS, involves three main stages: assessment, management, and prevention. The aim of the PBS stages is to analyze and predict all the risk alternatives and maximize chances for success by providing this step-by-step framework. The following paragraphs explain the main stages of PBS used to manage challenging behavior successfully. Assessment stage. The assessment stage involves a detailed and careful analysis of the person's behavior, environment, and previous medical history. The process of trauma-informed care can also be applied in this stage, as we are aware that many people may exhibit challenging behavior due to any kind of abuse or trauma experienced in the past. This stage also includes identifying a person's strengths and characteristics, which form the baseline for further action. Manage stage. The management stage of positive behavior support, PBS, focuses on consistently implementing the behavior support plan across different environments. This phase involves closely monitoring the individual's progress, tracking the effectiveness of interventions, and making necessary adaptations to ensure the plan remains tailored to the individual's needs and promotes positive behavior change. Most importantly, this stage aims to provide solutions to redirect the person and de-escalate behavior before it becomes challenging. Prevention stage. As the name suggests, the prevention stage is focused on minimizing challenging behavior by preventing potential triggers. It's a proactive and effective approach tailored to a person's needs, providing them with resilience and alternative behavior patterns to provide better outcomes and improve their overall quality of life. Our PBS approach provides a human rights-based model of care, ensuring people with learning disabilities, autism, and mental health conditions are active participants in the community and that all their rights are being met and respected. Maintaining consistency and communication. To implement positive behavior support in practice, clinicians and healthcare professionals first need to build a strong and trusting relationship with the person receiving care. Effective and stable communication is the key to a successful PBS practice, while consistency is essential for maintaining quality and positive outcomes. Positive outcomes with PBS. Providing empathy, compassion, and positive outcomes is deeply rooted in everything we do as an organization. Through honest and transparent collaboration, we have managed to help a number of families who were struggling to find humanized support and a person-centered approach for their loved ones. Witnessing the smiles and peace of mind of the people we support during their toughest moments is a truly rewarding experience. If you're interested in witnessing the transformative power of positive behavior support and person-centered care that Catalyst Care Group provides to people with complex care needs, please take a look at our people's real-life stories. Catalyst Care Group applies PBS in its practice. Providing person-centered and compassionate support is at the heart of everything we do. Through our positive behavior support strategies, Catalyst Care Group and our teams have successfully navigated crisis situations, enabled smooth transitions, and prevented unnecessary hospital admissions. Our clinicians are trained in PROACTS-CIPR, a holistic approach for supporting people who experience challenging behavior. With our intentional and carefully designed behavior support plans, we use proactive strategies to minimize the need for reactive and restrictive interventions. Functional and intentional assessment of challenging behavior, creating evidence-based support strategies, providing regular and personalized training for teams supporting individuals, designing positive behavior support plans, multidisciplinary and cooperative, working in complex situations, fostering conversations and emotional support for our clinicians. As an organization, we are committed to the transforming care agenda rooted in the human rights model of care. We are focused on keeping people as close to their home comforts as possible. Catalyst Care Group aims to work alongside colleagues across systems to find solutions for people in their own homes and communities, providing person-centered, high-quality support despite perceived limitations. To work with us on building proactive, progressive solutions for people, get in touch with us.